We've been talking about George, who was looking and looking for Doña Josefa because he had seen a golden coin gleaming in her hand, and he really wanted that gold. And he's been walking, he's been riding in a boat, he's been on horseback, he crossed a river, he went over the mountains. Every time he got to where he thought Doña Josefa was going to be, she had already gone on someplace else. So he's just arrived at a new place, and turning to the woman he's just met, he said, well, if Doña Josefa isn't here, if she's at Mr. Theo's house now, how do I find Mr. Theo's house? I really, really, really need to see Doña Josefa. And the new friend said, well, it's really too far to walk. I could take you there in my wagon, but I can't go until after I finish gathering my squash and my beans. And so George spent another day working in the fields. So you might remember that by now he's worked digging potatoes, he's worked harvesting corn, he's had all this time out in the sun, and his pale, ghostly white skin, which was so pale because he was a thief and always hiding and never out in the daylight, he's starting to get turned sort of golden. He's getting a little bit of a tan. And his back, which is always hunched over and cramped because he was hiding so much of the time, is starting to really stretch out. He's walking tall and straight, and he's spending all this time working in the fields. About middle of the afternoon, the little girl, who was the daughter of the gardener, came and found George and took him by the hand and whispered to him to be quiet. And they tiptoed to this place she had found where a little family of rabbits was living under a fallen log. And when George saw those cute, fuzzy, tiny little bunnies, his face broke into a big smile. It had been a long, long time since George had smiled. He was still thinking about that gold, though. The next day, as he rode along in the wagon, creaking along the dirt road next to row after row of coffee trees, the woman who was driving the wagon said, I don't know what we would have done without Doña Josefa. She came and set my husband's leg so that it could get well and strong. She taught me how to make the special tea so that it wouldn't hurt so much. And if you can believe this, she brought him a gold coin. Can you imagine? And George, by now, in fact, could imagine, and he heaved a big sigh, and he didn't know. He thought, man, that Doña Josefa, she must be something really special. He didn't know whether to be happy that she had so much gold that she could go around freely giving it away, or to be angry because she had given away so much of what by now he was considering to be his gold. They finally arrived at Mr. Theo's house, and Doña Josefa had gone on. But here also there was work to be done. That coffee needed to be harvested. And so George stayed to help. And as he picked those red coffee berries hour after hour, and he looked at the beautiful rolling hills and felt the warmth of the sun and the gentle breezes, he thought to himself, oh, this is such a peaceful place. And so with George at peace there in the coffee fields, we're going to leave him there till next week, and we're going to join hands now to say a prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for your beautiful creation and our opportunity to be out in it and feeling your peace rain upon us, or your peace warming us, your peace filling our hearts. We thank you for work and for play and for food which nourishes our bodies. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.